T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
We played our best when it mattered the most. We played our 2 last regular season games. We played our best. I don't count the Miami game as a loss. So really, we had 1 loss since the bye.
Tannehill, last shot, back to throw. They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do, to Parker. Parker pitches it, and it's strike, strike! 30, 20, Gronkowski's got a tackle!
Oh, that way!
He got it in the end zone! Touchdown!
The Dolphins win it!
Unbelievable!
Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable!
I don't believe what I just saw!
Representing the Bridgestone Clutch Performance Play of the Year, the Miami Miracle, please welcome Kenyon Drake and Kenny Stills.
This is an incredible honor, honestly, to really be here amongst a lot of great faces, a lot of amazing people, amazing athletes. It's very humbling. I want to make one quick statement. At the end of the play, I threw the ball into the stands. You know, I made a plea out to get the ball. It sold on auction for over $20,000. And but we were actually able to recover the ball. I have it. My team have it. And the GM, he wanted to give me the ball, and I told him no. I want this to be at the stadium or either at the facility, so the fans around the world, fans for the Dolphins or any team, can come and see it and relish in the moment, because it's definitely a part of NFL history. So thank you, and fins up.
Year and this sourpuss Tom Brady, this alleged goat, this fraud who's built his dynasty upon cheating, steroid users, Spygate, deflated footballs, can't even give credit where credit's due. That's a real bastard, and I'm glad I didn't watch the Super Bowl last night. Well done, Kenyon Drake. Congratulations on getting your football back. Congratulations to the Dolphins for that sneak attack. Well done, Garfinkel. Well done. You don't outfox the Fink. That doesn't happen. You don't outfox the Fink. And here we stand, champions of play of the year. Well done, Miami. Bravo. Congratulations. Let's give it up, Leroy. Let's give it up, man. One time for your running back, brethren. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And you know, it's good to see, because just like Tom Brady, his degenerate fans take his lead. Because I remember when that happened, somebody didn't show up to this radio show for 2 weeks because of the embarrassment of Gronkowski falling on his face like a dum-dum. Well, who's laughing now? Who's laughing? Who's holding the trophy now? Kenyon Drake. That's who. Big time. Play Oda Year.
Hashtag 1973.
Oh, the year. Play the year. I mean, he's so shook, this Tom Brady. Can't even give a kernel of credit to an all-time play. He's going,
well, I don't count that as a year, a win, Sal, pal. Bleh.
Well, guess what? It is a win for the Dolphins, dum-dum. Good for you. Thank you for lulling all of America to sleep. Nobody watched that game. It was terrible. Least watched Super Bowl in a decade. Miami, 55 out of 56 in the United States of markets. Nobody down here had an interest in watching that game. We were all glued to Vikings, and good for you people. We don't have to talk about it the rest of the show. No need. Leroy, you have any thoughts on the Super Bowl?
I'm good.
Okay, he's good. Beast?
Nah, I got nothing, man.
Awesome. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
I can't tell you how many tweets I got yesterday saying that I made the right decision not to watch this football game yesterday. Just so many people jealous because they wasted their hours, their precious. You know, there's only one thing we don't get back in life, Leroy?
Time.
Time. Time. And I wasn't going to waste that on the Patriots in the Super Bowl again. No, thank you. No, especially against that McVay, who I knew was going to wet his pants. Clear as day. You saw that it was too big for him. All these offensive gurus, they're all frauds.
These whiz kids.
A whiz kid. Get the hell out of here.
Wait, we got it. Shout out to Gladys Knight, taking more than 2 minutes to sing the
shout
anthem.
Out.
She got to 150.
There's all sorts of disputes about the length of the
anthem. I lost.
Anyway, though, Robbie lost. The big news is Brian Flores is being introduced as the Dolphins head coach at 4 p.m. today. And if you've seen the Patriots' defensive performances over the last couple of weeks, you feel pretty good, I think, if you're a Dolphin, maybe, possibly.
Wait.
He's not full of himself like all these other whiz kids.
I agree. This guy seems like all class.
He's very humble.
And his nickname is Flo. So that's,
Flo's a cool nickname.
Flo's a cool nickname.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of progressive memes if he stinks, but...
Correct. Yeah.
Somebody said that was the Titans-Jags Thursday night game we saw yesterday.
A couple of other reports on the Dolphins staff. Alex Marvez on a roll this morning says that Dom Capers could be joining the staff, possibly as a senior defensive assistant situation.
That was my head coach at in Carolina.
Yeah, there you go.
Excitement.
Alex Marvez is also reporting that the Patriots assistant QB coach, Jerry Shuplinski, will be the Dolphins quarterbacks coach, but I thought that was going to be Jim Caldwell. I don't know what's going on.
He's supposed to be an assistant head coach.
Okay, so the staff is coming together. The announcement's at 4 o'clock. We will carry it here on the ticket, so stay tuned for the announcement and the press conference as Brian Flores becomes the Dolphins head coach after winning the Super Bowl with the Patriots yesterday. Just saying. Julian Edelman, first Jewish MVP. Gotta love it.
That was last night.
That legit is a cool story. He was very proud of that.
Yeah, he was. He went to Mike Rice on that.
His beard still looks like retro porn scenes.
Oh, last night on the NFL Network, Dion with the weird hair. After you guys taught me, showed me the Dion weird hair, I've watched a lot more NFL Network just to see if I could figure out what's going on. I don't understand.
I think he looked good, because did you watch the 30 for 30?
No.
I think when he had the makeup from the movie, it looked good. And that's clearly what this whole transformation was for.
Right.
But I don't know if the upkeep can continue.
That's what I thought. Last night it looked a little odd after the game. Anywho, Dion came onto the set with the scissors. He's like, Julian, you want to cut that off now? He's like, I got something in the works. So expect a Gillette commercial or who knows what.
It's disgusting.
It is.
It's not groomed.
No.
Groomed.
It looks like a lemur lives in there.
Right. There's no oiling or moisturizing or combing or anything of that. It is unbelievable.
By the way.
Yep. Yes. Hello.
Why did it seem like the whole game Edelman was running routes on one guy with 50 yards of football field? In either direction.
You have to tell me, man. I didn't see the game.
Yeah. Well,
what? I didn't watch the game.
Somebody said they should have tested him right after the game.
He's a cheater. I mean, what can he do?
Even when they doubled him, he got open.
Didn't you? You thought this Patriots...
They didn't really ever double him.
You thought they were going to rack up another championship without some controversy?
What was the controversy?
Their MVP is a steroid cheat. Riddled with steroids.
To be honest with you, and I forgot who tweeted this. Oh, Calais Campbell did, and I agree with him that Gilmore should have been the MVP. He had a pass breakup. He had a fumble recovery.
I didn't watch the game. However, I have to imagine.
Are we going to continue to go with this?
I didn't watch the game. However.
I mean, you were legitimately surprised when we told you that the field had won that Maroon 5 bet. I
didn't watch the game. I watched Vikings. And by the way, neither did Miami, the entire city. Said no thanks, except for New Orleans. They were the last market
They're in viewership petty.
Because salty. They're just salty. Like, F this. Well done, New Orleans. Sorry. If you are linked to steroids, and not only that, top client of TB12, which is a nutrition program named after the quarterback.
By the way,
what am I supposed to do with that?
Did you see? You didn't watch the game, but So there was an odd scrum at the end of the game where, what's her name, Wilson, Tracy Wilson was trying to get the post-game interview with TB12, and he kept pushing her.
TB12.
He kept pushing her aside to go hug this one. He kissed Bob Kraft on the lips.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. That was weird.
That was odd. Belichick, Edelman. You know who's next after Kraft, Belichick, Edelman? Guerrero.
Ugh.
Guerrero in the post-game scrum with a big hug and
so,
big kiss from
it's
Tom
so
Brady.
Vile.
I saw that guy. I was like, why is he there? That guy.
Oh, by the way, Rams, you're not going to be back next year. It's over. That Goff stinks. He wet his pants. And you always think, I keep hearing this. Oh, the Rams, they're going to be the next. No, they're not. It's over. Once you get erased by this team, there's no coming back. It's over.
What about
Todd Gurley done?
Kansas City.
No. Well, wait a minute. With the Rams, though, can't you say because that
he lost at home? Until Tom Brady goes out there and his old bones finally quit working, no one is doing anything.
Somebody said MVP EDs.
Two more things. Well, one question, and then I have one more story.
I like that one. That was a good one.
One more story, then one more thing, and then I have kind of a depressing thing situation that I have to bring out there, but. Is it possible the Rams will stick around just because of the nature of their front four and their defense? And
nah. I've seen that. I've seen that story. It's called the Jacksonville Jaguars.
No.
But you're going to get a new quarterback.
They're a little bit different in that even though that defense can rush the passer, they weren't as good as Jacksonville's defense. Now, I mean, Jacksonville played defense kind of like, was it 2000 Ravens? Like, the only way you were going to win was because of that defense.
And then they drank the rat poison.
Total rat poison.
Actually, two stories left. One, a happy story. I just heard from our friend Scott at the Boca Black Box. We are in four tickets, Wednesday night, micro wrestling.
Very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the Royal Rumble we're going to see?
Battle Royale. Yeah.
Which means that micro people get tossed out of the ring.
I believe the difference between a Royal Rumble and a Battle Royale is a Royal Rumble will start with two and then somebody new comes in every 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A Battle Royale starts off with everybody
that's
in the ring.
That's right. You're right. You're correct.
And same rules apply for elimination. You have to go over the top rope.
That could be glorious.
I don't know if there's modified size rules as for this one. But if there's not,
you can't have
for a hell of a time.
You can't have 5 foot ropes and
according
4 foot.
Listen, I went on the website. It said regulation ring. Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not.
Because otherwise, I was going to go steel cage match. But if it's regulation size, I got to see this, Leroy.
I know that look. Last time I saw that look, you were in Vegas looking for hooligans.
I gotta go
see some hooligans.
Tobin is so much happier to see micro wrestling and a battle royale than
what else is coming to town?
Yeah.
Rumble at the Rock.
Oh. Four. Yeah, that's true.
But I think it's Mexico versus Puerto Rico.
So we'll be at Boca Black Box on Wednesday night seeing the micro wrestling. You should get out there because it's going to be hysterical and awesome. One last thing, and this is sad, is a guy that I've known for a long time that worked at the University of Miami as a security guy at the Watsco Center, Willie Dix, passed away over the weekend. And just, I want to shout out to his family and whatever.
He was
being old. I don't know exactly.
Shout out.
But Willie was, he loved our show. He loved this radio station, and every time I walked in there, he always like was commenting on what we were talking about, or that was funny, or what have you, and would shake my hand, give me a hug. I truly loved listening to us, so he will be surely missed. Great guy, and it's kind of sad, but man, he loved us. He loved us.
In there as a guest and wrestle the best one. I'd pay to see that.
I'd get my ass kicked, right?
Oh man, you don't want a part of the wrestlers. Don't do that. They're micro professional wrestlers. This ends in a bad time for you.
And you know what? This movie is dated. You probably saw it. You saw Stripes.
Oh yeah.
When John Candy takes on like the women in the mud wrestling and gets his ass kicked. Yes. Yeah.
Bam. All right, we got a lot to get to today. It was a packed weekend. A lot of things going on.
Super Bowl talk.
You guys, I'm leaning on you, because I didn't watch. So I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter.
Hey.
I know the storylines, but I have a clear conscience. Like I heard this today from Jonathan Zaslow, radio host. He's like, I mean, you gotta watch because you gotta have your opinions. What are you gonna leave?
Right, everybody's exactly.
opinions. Like, no, like
I kind of ripped you last night on my on my IG live.
Why?
It was like, hi, you're a sports talk. You're doing two shows a day.
Nah, man.
How do you not tune into the biggest sporting event of the year?
I had a huge rundown. This is all stuff Amber could go off of. I have more knowledge of all the storylines that
just,
went down.
What'd you just do there?
What? People know I read her headlines. She throws me under the bus every time she messes up. So I got a whole rundown of stuff. So I know every storyline that went down. I saw everything viral on Twitter. I just didn't watch the game. Because
why?
What? Beast. I'll ask you an honest question as a fan.
Yes.
Do you feel any differently today about Brady and Belichick than you did before yesterday's result? Because I'd kind of look around and be like,
no.
Yeah, because he wanted Brian Hoyer to come into the game.
No, I said if Brady kept playing bad.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, no.
Here's what I hate about idiot fans. One, you.
Oh.
Sometimes you can only play the game that's being played. So to have somebody expect for both quarterbacks to go out and throw for 400 yards, that wasn't that type of game. And you just have to win the game that's being played.
Right.
So it was a
Don't be logical around my emotional issues.
But don't be stupid.
The fact that it even crossed your mind
that's
at one
problem.
Point.
But here's the other thing. We're all, first of all, if any of you listening to our radio show think of us as sports experts other than Leroy, you're dumb.
That is correct.
Because we all picked the game to be high scoring, and it was so low scoring.
Did you listen to that Francesa clip I sent you?
He's the, listen, the points all around. That's the Pope.
The Pope goes.
He's the Pope of sports radio.
There'll be points everywhere.
He doesn't know. We're just winging it here. Quite frankly, I'd be much happier today if there were more zoo animals in here. That's how I roll. Oh, it's Super Bowl Sunday. There's a lemur in here. Fantastic. I don't care. Look, they won another Super Bowl. Doesn't make them any more great. Doesn't make them any more dishonest. And it's just, that's them. And nobody can figure it out. And nobody will figure it out until they're deceased.
Also, question, when are we going to get this way with Golden State? It's coming.
It's coming. It's definitely coming.
It got this way with the Bulls.
The only thing I think that's saving that is that
Steph is likable.
Steph is like,
it's Durant leaving.
It's Durant leaving. And I think the Boogie thing being added to this, but I think people are going to revolt.
Did you see the meme last
year?
Night where it was Kevin Durant, like my next destination, it was him in Patriots gear. By the way, Bob Kraft was drunk.
Oh,
you can't go out there with them big nasty feet.
Well, we'll get to drunk Bob Kraft. I also have a question for Leroy of celebration that involves one of our locals. I'll tell you about that next. Everybody, it's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. It is a post-Super Bowl Monday. Nobody in South Florida cared, according to the ratings. Complete disaster.
I cared.
Yeah. Did ya?
I did.
Your son cares. He's at that age of sports where sports matters so much. He's sitting there with wide receiver gloves. And I looked at his son, and I was just like, this kid has no idea. He has no idea. This kid doesn't know the struggle of sports. He's so spoiled.
Oh, so spoiled.
He's so spoiled. Like, wait until he learns of life after Tom Brady.
Correct.
Not going to know what to do with himself.
That is correct.
It's going to be.
It was like my Steve Grogan years.
He might be at grad school by then.
Yeah, maybe. Cyborg Brady. Today is, by the way, your last Coconut Creek Hyundai Monday Rewind on the ticket as we recap the big game all day long, kind of. Coconut Creek Hyundai Monday Rewind is brought to you by Coconut Creek Hyundai, South Florida's largest volume Hyundai dealer in the heart of Coconut Creek. Also sponsored by FNBC. FNBC can help you sell your business. Visit themainman.com. Leroy's out of the room, so I want to wait, but bleep it. We had our Doom picks go down. This is all the Super Bowl recap that you need to know, all right? And get this ready, Robbie, because we had a bit of controversy that went down. Now, just go. This is a long anthem, so just go towards the end on this. But here's the standings as of right now. Leroy bringing himself up the rear on our Doom picks. He is 1-3.
Yep.
All right, total Donald Trump tweets, only three yesterday from our president.
Would you go over?
He went over
six.
Of course
I went over.
Yeah.
Super Bowl MVP, the field, won that. Tony Romo predictions, over 7.5. That's a loss. Now, Tony Romo yesterday was like...
He was pretty good.
He was okay?
I mean, he was off on a couple, predictions.
I
heard at one point that he said, like, they told him not to do that. Which I find weird if you were CBS, because why would you tell him not to do his thing?
No. I don't think they told. Unless people are talking about a different situation. Like, he had an interview with Tom Brady, and mm-hmm. Brady said to him, like, oh, I saw your, predicting the plays, whatever. And then Romo's like, yeah, let's not talk about that. So I don't know. I don't know what that meant, but.
Anyway, and Leroy is the only one of us to pick the Rams, so that's a loss for him. Beast is 2-2. He had first jersey touchdown, will be over the number 26.5.
It was 26 with Sony Michel.
Yeah, so no good there. Over under halftime song, 7.5. He picked the over.
And it did go over.
That's a win. You had Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy.
Right.
And
Travis Scott couldn't really say anything.
Travis Scott was bleeped out, and he came down on the comment.
Let me explain something.
Oh God, here we go. I can't wait for this, because he was yelling at the entire promotions department.
Let me explain to you why I am disappointed
in Travis Scott.
Okay, I'm a Travis Scott fan.
Are you?
I like some of his music.
Okay.
Okay. He is a niche guy. Okay, because everybody in the world doesn't necessarily like Travis Scott, kind of like pop music. It's not that popular. But he's
part
big
of my
time.
Ignorance. He's an Atlanta guy.
No, he's a Houston guy. No. But he's a big
and also not secretly British, we think, like 21 Savage.
He's a big time artist.
Yes.
Okay. When you do the Super Bowl, you have an opportunity to cross over a little bit, to get people who would not normally hear your music. Give them an opportunity to hear your music and maybe like it and maybe want to look further into your music, see what you're about, get more fans, okay? But if you go out there and cuss most of your song and nobody gets to hear it, the people that are watching the Super Bowl and the people that are at the Super Bowl are thinking this. That's why I don't listen to that music.
You think so?
What?
Counterpoint, all of the music was dumped. I want to go hear what was in that song.
That's you. Okay, Miguel, here's the other thing. Big Boy curses in a lot of his songs.
Yep.
He made a clean version of it. He wanted everybody to enjoy the music.
Kind of, but he also chanted away A-T-L-H-O-E, but he wasn't spelling it. Am I allowed to say that word?
Ho?
Yeah.
ATL, as he's walking off.
Which is great. Here's I love it. Furco was awesome as well.
I didn't understand. First of all, you're right about the Super Bowl being a place where you market yourself, whatever, because
right.
you do it for free. They don't pay you.
They all do it, and within 24 minutes after they get off stage, like, they announce a tour.
Or an album. Or most downloaded songs.
Right.
Or most whatever.
Exactly.
Like.
Right. Exactly.
First of all, there's a couple things. One, Maroon 5 was just fine, and all these people are knocking out.
Well, that's because if you don't like, care, I would have rather him not get naked, but I like Maroon 5.
I could take it or leave it. It was fine. Like, I like some of their songs. Two, I did appreciate that they had Big Boy. It's the Atlanta connection, but like, it sounded like it was like, oh, we have to fit in an Atlanta rapper, so we'll just have Big Boy on for 2 minutes.
Well, that's kind of what they did have to do.
Well, they did, but
they did.
Everybody was
and
looking like, at like,
and I'm guessing everyone else turned it down because of the Colin Kaepernick situation and all that stuff, and Cardi B, and even though she was dancing with Bob Kraft the night before. But anywho, I just thought, I don't know, the Travis Scott thing. Like, I'm not a fan, but I'm open to it. Like, it just was out of place to me.
He came down on a comet.
Yeah, like, I just...
No,
I don't...
that, like, I was cool with that. Like,
no, that's
I
fine.
Knew, look, before he even came on, I knew Travis Scott was big time, okay? So, a lot of people didn't know who Travis Scott was. I did. I'm familiar with his music, right? And I wanted... whenever I see an artist that I know that a lot of people don't know, I want to say, oh, I hope they play this song. I hope they do this song. So then other people are really, oh, man, this guy makes good music.
Mm-hmm.
Not what I got out of that. In fact, like, look, let's think of it this way. I saw all the hands waving to all the music. It was like two black hands.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing with, okay, so here's the deal with, because my cousin has done it. I know people have done it.
No, it's set up. It's not random fans.
Those fans. Those are school kids or college kids. They're bust in.
Don't touch them. That's why Levine could go down there and sing.
Like, they're bust in and bust out. They don't see the game. They're not part of anything else. They're there just to be, like,
stand-ins.
Nobody
gets to see the Super Bowl for free.
Right. So, anywho.
There you go.
But what was the thing
Travis Scott had a top five album last year. He was Kanye's apprentice. I'd say he's pretty big. Sounds like you're out of touch. I didn't say you. Oh.
You said he was niche.
Huh?
You said he was niche.
From the standpoint of a rap artist, okay, there are plenty of rap artists that are popular.
Gotcha.
Right.
I gotcha.
Right. You understand?
But he is super popular.
He's super popular. But what I'm saying is that his type of rap is niche.
Cool.
Okay? It's not you know what popular rap sounds like.
Sure.
Stop. Like, come on. Oh.
What was this thing that you were talking about? A local something or other?
Question. So, I was perusing the old Instagram this morning.
Mm-hmm. As you normally do.
Love Instagram.
Yeah, you do. Ass models.
Animal attacks, knockouts.
Yep.
Oh, such good knockouts this weekend. Boys, you missed it. So much better than the Super Bowl. But then I look to, there goes our doom bucket.
Yeah, it was garbage this week, like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Braxton. Yeah, he got him kissing the trophy.
Wait.
He did it, by the way, since you didn't watch. So Vince Wilfork is parading the trophy down the line of Patriots after the game to present the trophy. Going Vince Wilfork to Emmitt Smith to Joe Namath, who, again, looked like he wasn't with it. And they go past Braxton Berrios, and Braxton gets out there and kisses the trophy down the line.
Mm.
And I'm just like, you didn't play.
Yeah, Leroy, can I ask a question on this? As far as locker room politics is concerned, Braxton Berrios, who we love.
He got the T-shirt and hat.
He was on the team.
You know what that is? That's the equivalent to Zaslow and Beast having a Super Bowl ring.
But,
damn, really? Well, that low?
Like, is he on the roster?
Yes.
He's on IR.
How about you, Fumbu Kamalu or Trent Harris?
Look, again, did he play any games this year?
No, he was hurt the whole year.
I don't think he played a preseason game.
But Josh Gordon gets a ring.
Josh Gordon didn't get to kiss the trophy last night.
Nope, he did not.
I'm just saying. I was just curious what we thought of that.
I found it a little odd, but you know what? Whatever.
It's like, have your moment. I don't know if I'm Instagramming it.
Oh, no. I agree with you. Listen, for all I know, like, maybe he was, like, the last 6 weeks, he was... you know, he played Patrick Mahomes in scout team. I have no idea. Who knows? Because they don't say anything. Maybe he was a huge part of the scout.
Because, like, maybe Braxton Berrios will go on and have an amazing NFL career. I don't know. But I might want to put this one in the old shoebox.
I would say this.
You going to screenshot that and save it?
I would say this.
Nah. You might delete it.
I would say this, that if I were on that team, I'd be happy and excited because the guys that don't actually play do a ton of work.
Totally. Like, I remember being exciting for Juwan Howard when Juwan Howard finally got his ring with the Heat.
But, like, you don't look any different than the equipment guy. Right? Because everybody else who kisses the trophy got a uniform on.
Yeah.
And you got a T-shirt and a hat that just got handed out.
Well, listen, he might get an opportunity next year because they're never losing him.
As soon as Edelman retires.
The other big thing on last night's broadcast, which I found odd, was this whole discussion about Julian Edelman being a Hall of Famer. I'm like, isn't that a little too soon on this?
Oh, get the hell out of here. See, a Hall of Famer?
Second most postseason catches after Jerry Rice.
Who cares?
I'm not saying he should be.
What? What do you? Let me ask you something. If I replace Julian Edelman with Danny Amendola.
Yeah, same thing.
Making his fat cat deal with the Dolphins this year. Yeah, Edelman was down here. Had him numbers looking.
Not good.
Yeah. Would you think of him as Hall of Famer?
No.
Come on. Great postseason player. Deserves his ring, his number in the Ring of Honor. Terrell Owens didn't get to be in the Hall of Fame first ballot.
Correct.
What are we talking about here?
That was, like, every broadcast I was in last night. Tony Romo. Deion Sanders and LaDainian Tomlinson on NFL Network. Whoever was on ESPN, I was watching. and on all the Boston shows I was watching on NESN and NBC New England. Julian Edelman, Hall of Famer.
Get out of here.
I was like, no. No.
There's been five Edelmans. Literally, the most replaceable Patriot is Brady's favorite slot receiver. Welker, Amendola, Edelman. Oh, what? I mean, there's been more of them than anything else.
Right. That's been
what
the
are they talking about, Hall of Famer? How many rings does he have? Four?
Three, I think.
Three?
Does he have three?
Nah. Can't do it. Sorry. He'll get his number. He'll get all the Patriots honors. Hall of Fame, ridiculous. Get out of here.
Really? Like?
What? What? Do you disagree?
No.
I don't even think he should be a Hall of Famer.
Hmm?
I don't think he should be a Hall of Famer.
Next.
Wait.
You don't think Edelman should? I'm not saying yes.
No, I don't think he's earned it yet. Right. I'm sorry.
Not yet. Is Tony Romo a Hall of Famer?
No.
Tony Romo will end up going to the Hall of Fame.
In broadcast.
As a broadcast.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, no, yeah.
Interesting.
That's a good...
Nice. Do you think he'll do it long enough?
Men went in as both.
Do you think Tony Romo will do it long enough? Or do you think he's going to...
Wait.
There's a lot of people...
If he's starting off, he wants a coach.
He wants a coach. Yeah. A lot of people think he wants a coach.
Yeah, I think he's going to go off coaching. Ooh, will he do it as a coach?
Although
he's probably he'd be one of the highest profile guys to coach, right?
Yeah. Although if he just
uses backup guys like Frank Wright,
he might go coach and then 3 years in decide, you know what, that broadcasting gig
see, in most of those situations, your owner decides that for you.
Correct.
When your ass get fired. Let's not make it sound like, oh, you know, I like coaching, but I'm going to just go and do this TV thing. You think Gruden just all of a sudden decided he was going to do the TV thing? Mm-mm. No, nobody hired him.
No, that a lot of guys do that to get in the Hall of Fame as well. Like once the Hall of Fame thing gets cinched up, all right, no more doing TV.
Ufumbu Kamalu and Philip Dorsett, two former Canes that were on the active roster last night.
Philip Dorsett caught a ball. Like, he's a player.
Did he actually catch a ball in the Super Bowl?
No, but he caught one in the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
Caught a touchdown.
Man, I tell you what. You could tell the difference between a guy who's almost there and a guy who's there. Because Cooks, he can't catch. Okay? I'm going to just put that out there. He cannot catch. Because if you think of all the big-time receivers... Where those balls were thrown.
Yeah, they get caught.
They get caught. Okay? So that's one level of receiver. And then you look at what the Patriots have. They don't have the guy that's a burner. They don't have the guy. But when the ball is there,
not Chris Hogan.
Very rarely will they miss it. I saw Gronk run faster than he's ran in 5 years.
No, between Gronk and Edelman, like...
Super annoying. They've been just saving Gronk for the last 2 weeks.
The guys are always
on him.
He's out,
by the way. I think he's retiring.
I think so, too. Yeah, yeah, I think he's saying, like, I'm going to decide in a week or two.
He's like, yeah, I don't want to talk about that right now. I'll give it a week or two. He's out. He can make so much more money not hurting himself.
I don't know. First of all, I don't want to say this and be blasted. Okay. We've seen some of Gronk's work.
Correct.
Let's not act like he's got a bunch of career choices.
Oh, no, he does. He can play dumb guy.
Gronk definitely seems like he's got a future in just doing club appearances.
Correct.
Okay. Like, okay, but again.
And there's a...
That's... So basically, he's going to be the male version of a Kardashian.
Tom Brady wasn't the only salty bastard about this...
What is wrong
Miami
with
Miracle. Because this got play of the year over the weekend. I'm flummoxed by this footage that has come out. We'll get to that next.
Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like Adam.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Toby, Leroy, and Beast here with you. This wasn't played yesterday, was it? I don't think it was.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. I don't know if they played this one yesterday.
I had that win in my Doom picks. I'm 3-1. I had Ted holding McVay back over under 1.5 under. We only saw it once, right, Robbie?
After the interception, after the Brady's first interception, that was the only time.
Maroon 5 makes me wonder versus The Field. It was The Field. It was one of the songs about Jane, old album.
By the way, Brandon LaFell has more career receiving yards than Edelman.
Yeah, dude, he's not a Hall of Famer. Get the hell out of here. I don't. This is the. Let's not get silly.
Yeah,
let's not get silly. No, like
not
every.
Is that prisoner being a prisoner of the moment?
Like not every New York Yankee. Like Tino
1,000%.
Guess what? Paul O'Neill, not a Hall of Famer.
Not even Tom Mattingly's in there.
No, he was on a lot of great Yankee teams. Not a Hall of Famer. Andy Pettit, not a Hall of Famer. Like, I think Andy Pettit's the winningest career postseason pitcher of all time. Not a Hall of Famer. Sorry.
You can make a better case for Andy Pettit than Julian Edelman.
Yes.
What are you eating?
Piece of bread.
Hey, isn't bread bad for you?
Yeah.
It's so good, though. Anyway, and then the only one I had a loss on was scoring drive less than the national anthem. I had yes, that did not happen. I think the shortest scoring drive was 2 minutes 11 seconds.
It was the only scoring drive.
No, field goals counts as a scoring drive.
Robbie finished a whopping 3-1. They didn't show any of the weird McVay college stuff. Which
I think they showed a picture of him in high school.
They showed a picture of him in high school.
Yeah, that's correct.
Like seven, with 17 years.
Yeah, they did the 17-year thing.
But that's still, that only counts as one anyways.
But Robbie had the biggest point of controversy of the whole night.
Oh, yeah.
Which involved the national, Gladys Knight's national anthem. And the over-under we had it set out in the Doom Box was a minute 47.
Right.
I saw most, once the game came out, it was about a minute 50. But that's not our rules. Whatever we pick it out,
yep,
we pick it out.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay? Now, here's the end of the song, Leroy. This is the point of contention. Gladys Knight, she goes to stick the landing on the song and gets a little creative with it. And so this had some people scrounging with the bet.
She went three.
Three.
She went Braves.
Three Braves.
Yes.
Three Braves.
Three Braves.
Was it three Braves?
Three, yeah. Braves.
Or just two long Braves?
No.
She did the Brave again.
No, Brave.
She went Brave and Brave.
Play it again,
Brave.
Rob. Play it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's three.
Yeah, it's three. And the whole.
It was two. It was two.
No,
you guys are old.
You're hearing Brave.
No, she's saying the Brave.
The Brave.
No, you're wrong.
You guys are so
three.
Off on
play
this.
It again. Play it again. Play it again.
It's what? No.
The Brave.
No.
The Brave.
Where are you hearing the other Brave?
Hey, she goes.
Somebody
the
said
brave.
At least she didn't Fergie it.
Brave.
And the
one.
Two.
Three. Two. It's two.
It's three.
It's two the
it's
Braves.
It's three.
You guys are crazy.
No, you're out to lunch.
You guys are nuts.
You have bad
you're
ears.
Hearing Brave three times?
Yes.
What is this, a Yanni and Laurel thing? No. It's
Brave.
The Brave.
Seriously?
The Brave.
No.
You guys are crazy.
No, you're crazy.
You're crazy. Either way. So, Robbie, I looked at Adobe this morning because we got that in on one of our websites. I have it at 150 after the first The Brave, which should be a loss for you.
It is a loss.
For a lot of people, though.
It was a win.
It's a win, but I kind of think it should be a loss anyway, because the way I see it is the anthem's the anthem as far as the performance goes. She can do it however she wants. And this is where I would go and box people in who would say, no. You don't get to add lyrics. She did it for emphasis on the song. And second of all, let's be in this situation, boys. If Gladys Knight were to mess up and had to start over or sped her up, no one's complaining because it's within the performance. So how she decides to do it is how the bet should be taken.
A lot of betting tickets specifically say it starts from Osei and ends at the Brave. Now, if she would have added double words in the middle of the anthem, it's fine. It's just from the beginning until she says the Brave, and that's
two things. One, Ernest is a music savant, says it's three Braves.
No,
I trust him.
No, sorry, Ernest.
And
I love you, but no.
And two, there's a lot of books today that are giving out, paying out on the over and the under.
Yes,
you have to. It's kind of like that thing because you know those gambling people are just going to bet on something else. Like, who was the...
Well, first of all, in prop bets, you're not allowed to bet a ton of money.
Right,
no,
right.
You're not.
It's not like they're losing that much regardless. Plus, we don't
this
really
is
care
like,
about that.
What color is the dress? Because I got...
It's the Yanni Laurel thing.
Seven people coming in...
I'm telling you, it's
with
the...
With two and
no.
seven people coming in
no.
three.
No.
She didn't say Brave three times?
She said, Brave.
No, if she said Brave three times, I'm off her bandwagon. But she didn't. She said the Brave.
She didn't
twice.
Say the Brave.
No, she just Gladys Knighted it at the end, where she's like, "Boom, here I come, boom."
Somebody
how
said
old is
it was much
Knight
quicker without the
76.
So, dude, check this out. So I came into today's show. We celebrated the Miami Miracle winning Play of the Year, which was obviously the highest honor of the weekend. Screw that Super Bowl. But Kenyon Drake is at the awards ceremony, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he gives a speech. I'm not going to lie. Speech is a little long. But either way, he's like, I just want to thank everybody. You know, thank you to my teammates, to Kenyon, to Devontae for making this play happen, to all our fans, and for the fans especially who stayed. And then he's like, by the way, we got the ball back. It's going to be in our possession. They offered it to me. I said, no, I want it to be for...
Wasn't that Kenny Stills that...
No. Kenny Stills didn't say anything. Okay. He's just sitting there. But then after he's signing off, he's just like, all right, everybody have a great day. They go to the crowd and check out Aaron Rodgers.
Why does he?
He looks like he wants to kill somebody. What's up with that?
I never
man?
Got that for one of my Hail Marys.
Is that Paul Rudd sitting next to
Paul
him?
Paul Rudd is sitting next
Wait,
to him, by
he
the way.
He looks
yes.
like, why am I here?
Why am I here?
And why do I have a porn mustache?
I found it so odd. He's like,
golf clap. He can golf, go golf clap. Like,
all right, whatever, Kenny and Drake. Get the hell out of here. What am I doing here? What is this? Why am I wasting my time here? It's on my Twitter account. I'll tweet it out at 7 the ticket as well so you guys can see this. He's so surly about why he's there.
I just kind of like, because I always have, you know, I know the Aaron Rodgers from... public, you know, forums and commercials, whatever. You think he's a pretty fun guy. I see that. I think you're kind of a brute.
He's just like, all right, get off the stage, Kenji. Yeah,
wait. Watch when he turns his head. Go back. Watch when he turns his head and gives, like, the look of dismay.
He gives, like, hey, Rudd, do you believe this?
Yeah, watch.
He's like, why am I here?
he's so upset. I just like, I don't know.
What's up with the stash?
I don't know, man.
I like
oh
it.
Oh, my goodness.
I like the stash.
No, you know. It looks horrible.
No, I think it's cool.
I gotta know.
He looks like he's playing a 70s detective.
I gotta know why.
Don't you want your quarterback clean cut?
I don't care.
You don't care?
Yeah, who cares?
I'm just saying. No. Like, Aaron Rodgers, you think of him.
It's the offseason. I don't care what he does with
his face. If he was a quarterback in the 80s, it'd be cool. That'd be all the rage.
Looks like Ray.
He's
it looks, actually looks like Ray Finkel.
We got your headlines, man.
Why does Perron have that ugly look?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.